Hey, I'm really excited about the footy starting up, and I know you boys are too. So we wanted to ask some really tough questions to each other this morning about what we think will happen with each of our favourite clubs in 2021. We wanted to package it up really nicely and make it a really spectacular kind of segment to really hook in the listeners. Oh, so we made this special opener.
Hard hitting. Oh.
Covering all four corners of the AFL world, these are Jay-Z and Joey's 10 biggest questions leading into the AFL season.
We pump this up.
Yeah, not bad. not bad, Georgie, but that's eating up 1 minute into my 5 minutes to ask Jay-Z the question. So I'm going to fire first.
So Joey's going first. Yep. Five questions to Jay-Z, then later in the show, Jay-Z to Joey. Off
from
you go, mate.
Journalistic point of view, Jay-Z, mm-hmm. and I'm not a journalist, but I've tried to put some hard-hitting questions to you, and I want a good, solid answer. So we're going to start with a big one.
Yep.
Eddie McGuire's now gone as president.
Yep.
Nathan Buckley's in his final year of contract at Collingwood.
Yep.
If the Pies don't make finals, and I don't have them in my eight,
yep.
will Nathan Buckley be coaching Collingwood beyond this year?
I think so. I think that he has proven himself in recent years, Nathan Buckley, to be a very good coach. And I think some of the all the external noise they call it somehow detracts away from what a really good coach he is. So I think that Nathan Buckley will remain at the helm, and I think that other clubs should have a dip at him. If his contract saga plays out and it's late in the season, and say Melbourne has an availability, or GWS, Hawthorn, why wouldn't they knock on the door of Coach Nathan Buckley? He's never had a long-term contract, not since that first one in the succession plan. He's had 1 and 2 year deals. Maybe the question for Collingwood, is this the time that they actually reward him with a long-term deal? I'm thinking more along those lines, Joe.
Okay, keep your answers a bit shorter, please. I've only got five, and I've got four more questions to go.
The detail.
Keep it short. Next one then, seeing you've gone, okay, so Bucks will keep coaching. What about Hawthorn and Alistair Clarkson? Yep. This is a big one. How do you see that relationship ending this year?
My mail is that he's been a bit grumpy over summer. They had a recent practice match, I think, in the A team beat the B team by about 15 goals. So I think that caused a bit of consternation. They were pretty good at this week. Look, I think there is an outside chance that Alistair Clarkson could be elsewhere and coaching elsewhere from next year. Yes, he's contracted the end of next year. Yes, he said he's going to honour his contracts. Of course, he loves the Hawthorn Football Club. But if I'm GWS, I reckon it's a bit of a watch this space. Leon Cameron, has he got that team playing team football? Is there still some selfishness? Do they need more of a better game plan? I think the AFL would love to see Alistair Clarkson at GWS. So I'm not absolutely certain that he will be seeing out that contract for next year.
Interesting, Emma. AFL would love to see Alistair Clarkson at GWS. That's what I just heard in that last bit there.
That's a headline, isn't
That's the headline. Question three, got to ask about COVID. Everybody wants to know, how do you see it with your crystal ball? I know it's hard, but do you think COVID will have what sort of impact on this 2021 season?
It will have an impact, and we could see it as early as round two, because that hard border between WA and Victoria still remains. That means if Fremantle, for example, come play the Demons in round one, they've got to go back to WA and then quarantine for 14 weeks. So do they have to cycle through Queensland? Will they have to spend a three-week road trip over here to knock out some games in Melbourne in a row? It is still a much bigger headache than the AFL and the footy fan base would like it to be. And I sort of thought we'd be past this at this stage, but WA, that hard border, is still a problem. The election on the 13th of March could maybe lead to a softer approach, and the AFL is desperately hoping that's the case.
What about the Kangaroos? Do you see the David Noble experiment working, and are you concerned about the North Melbourne Football Club?
No, I'm not. They had a shocking result at the weekend. I like the Noble. I'm of the Paul Roos school, where you get a David Noble who's not going to be a first-year coach. He's going to be flustered. He's going to be under the pressure. He's going to be a very stable force for that football club for the next 3 years. The Roos think that we all underrate them, that their rebuild has been happening for 3 or 4 years now, that this is not the absolute ground zero of their rebuild. However, I do see them as a bottom two team with Adelaide this year. And I think Hawthorn and Essendon won't be far away. They could be a bottom four team as well. Gold Coast, you'd hopefully improve. But I think there will be some shellackings that North Melbourne will be on the other end of this year. But I think the Noble appointment has been an excellent one.
Very good. All right. And the last one, a nice little simple half volley for you.
Yes.
What time will the AFL Grand Final be in 2021? Ooh. And do you think it's inevitable it will be
a night Grand Final?
You know what? I've actually changed my mind on this. I must admit, I've done a backflip. I've been a fan of giving the nighttime a go. I've wanted to see the nighttime experiment, but then we had it last year, and I didn't love it as much as I would have thought. And the traditional 3 o'clock slot, the barbecue with the family out the back. You get your friends around, and then you can celebrate long into the night. I think because I got to 4 o'clock last year. I'm like, when's the game on? I want to hurry up.
Open, I didn't like the, a bit early.
Yeah, the waiting. So I backflipped.
He was pissed by the time the ball
I was going to say, and everything always revolves around alcohol for Jay-Z. And he was thinking by 4 o'clock, I was already pissed. And you couldn't watch the game as properly. I was a bit the same. By halftime in the grand final, I was a bit, you know, had a few drinks. And you don't actually watch it as closely as you should.
I was completely sober as I wrote my Norm Smith story from that. In my pajamas. Yeah, Dusty.
Very
that
good.
That wasn't a hard one to write, mate. Come
very
on.
Very good. So 3 o'clock grand final.
Day for me.
All right. After 11, it's time to switch tact. Squirm. And Jay-Z, you're going to ask Joey some tough questions. Yep. Happening after 11 o'clock, Triple M's Dead Set Legends.
Covering all four corners of the AFL world, these are Jay-Z and Joey's 10 biggest questions leading into the AFL season.
Jay-Z, it's time for you to ask the tough questions of Joseph Montagna.
Ready, Joey?
Ready.
Will Damien Hardwick's new relationship have any bearing on the Tigers' premiership chances?
No. No, you know my thoughts. I've said it on the show before. I think distractions at footy clubs are a bit of a myth. I don't think it affects performance. We saw it last year with Richmond. They had all those distractions with Souvlaki Gates and everything else that was going on at that footy club. Yeah. And they still won the premiership. I think sometimes distractions are more fodder for journalists. I don't think it affects players' performance and it won't bother the Tigers.
So there are no noses out of joint.
No, I don't think so.
Yep. Yeah, what is the pass mark for Simon Goodwin this year at Melbourne?
Definitely finals. I think Melbourne have to play finals. Otherwise, Simon Goodwin is under a lot of pressure.
But so not a winner final. So if they can make the finals and they can lose... And that's okay.
Depends on the style, who they play, how it goes. But I think Melbourne definitely would be a failure if they don't play finals in 2021.
They don't make their eight. Simon Goodwin's gone.
He'd be under a lot of pressure.
Essendon, I reckon, are seen as a bit of a flaky footy team. They've been inconsistent, defensively frail, haven't won a final in however many days it is, 6,000 or etc. What is the biggest adjustment in Essendon's game style that they need to be, not only to play finals and get better, but to earn the competition's respect?
Contested ball. They have been ordinary for a number of years around the football winning contested ball. The reason why they play a lot of footy out of their back half, which we all talk about, is because they can't win enough football in the midfield, get it in their front half, and then lock it in. That's why they went after Dunkley. As great a players as Scheel and Merritt and Andy McGrath and those guys are, they are great sort of first receivers, break lines, use their speed. They still need, so Rutten needs to come up with a strategy and a game plan to win more football through the midfield, more contested ball.
Do you want to keep going with this? Or do we
keep going?
Yep. Joe Danaher's best footy. Or Joe Danaher's best footy. Is it in front of him or is it behind him?
I'm going to say in front of him.
Oh, I think, really?
Yeah, well, he's had one
That's
good year.
Big.
Well, he only had one good year in 2017, wasn't it? All Australian best and fairest. Besides that one year, there's been a bit of inconsistent football. I think he can have a All-Australian season. Not necessarily this year, but in the next 2 or 3 years, he could have an All-Australian season.
That's a huge call.
Emma, would Essendon fans' hearts break if they saw him kick 50 goals and have an All-Australian-style season, calibre season?
Yes.
It might not be this season. He might need 20 games under his belt. It might be the year after.
We get you.
Yep.
My heart breaks now just thinking about it, and it's not even a... It's not even a lock. Yeah,
it was quite an emotional response from you, from an Essendon supporter. That's what I really felt in that.
I'm passionate about my club. Well done, guys.